Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. Hi, y'all. I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song called Jesus. This is from the live worship recording called Giant Killer, A Heart Like David. The song came to me sometime in 1990. I didn't write the exact date, and I usually do that, but I just know I wrote down the date 1990. So there you have it. This song came to me first as a rap, believe it or not. Why? Because I wanted a way to teach my children about the names of God and what those names meant. My desire was that they would understand that the names of God reveal His character, what He is like, who He is. His word says that the name of the Lord is a strong, mighty tower where the righteous can run and be safe. That's Proverbs 18:10. I wanted my children to remember what God is like when difficult circumstances present themselves. I wanted them to be able to quickly call out to the God who is the meaning of His name. Savior, Redeemer, Friend. You get the idea. Let's exalt the name of Jesus right now.
The name of the Lord is a strong, mighty tower where the righteous can what? Run and be safe. Is He Redeemer? Yes. Is He Deliverer? Yes. We run to Him and we're safe. We need to proclaim that. That is the truth. He is Lord. He's Redeemer. He's Savior. He's Friend. Are you ready, guys? Are you really ready for this? I don't know if you are. Are you ready for this?
Make it funky.
Jesus is His name, J-E-S-U-S.
Jesus is a wonderful name, hallelujah. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus is his name. J-E-S-U-S, Jesus is a wonderful name, hallelujah. Jesus is a wonderful name, hallelujah. Jesus is his wonderful name.
We bless the name of Jesus. We bless the names of our God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God Almighty. We love you. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10 says this, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth. Way back in the 1980s, when I first became a worship leader, our pastor at the time taught us eight of the basic covenant names of God, the names he calls himself. He calls himself so many names, but these are very specific to my life personally for a lot of reasons. And I'm just going to run through them. I can do it by memory. That's how ingrained in my soul they are. He calls himself Jehovah Tsidkenu. That literally means, I am your righteousness. He calls himself Jehovah Makadesh. Literally means, I am your holiness. He calls himself Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. He calls himself Jehovah Shammah. I am the God who is here with you right now. He calls himself Jehovah Shalom. I am your peace. He calls himself Jehovah Rapha. I am your healer. He calls himself Jehovah Rohi. I am your shepherd. He calls himself Jehovah Nisi. I am your banner. I am your victory. Our God has revealed his nature, what he is like, and how he views the world, and how he loves us through the many names he calls himself. Let's address him by name today. He has a name for any need you might possibly have. Think about it. That's amazing. And just as a side note, and a great way to conclude what I'm trying to convey is this. Since we are new creations, God's children with God's spiritual DNA flowing through our veins, guess what? We are like him. It's a great way to overcome the condemning lies of the enemy. Here's my personal rule. Dennis Jernigan does not get to call himself something his father does not call him. Think about that next time you're feeling put down or defeated or sad or lonely. Simply speak to your own soul. Say to yourself, call yourself who your father says you are. It really is that simple. We can defeat the enemy with the word of God's truth. Let's do that today. Today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artisan, my awesome, beautiful wife, Melinda, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. To help with the ongoing costs of and creation of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. There's another way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple and it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I posted there. Check it out. Don't forget to check out my books on Amazon. Don't forget to check out my music on iTunes and other various places. And if you would like an MP3 of today's song, J-E-S-U-S, from the studio recording, well, it's actually a live recording called Giant Killer, A Heart Like David, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And remember this, if you remember nothing else from today's podcast, get this, God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.